We put this measure in place because we believe that most people will speak the truth. It is one of several measures. It is not the only measure. I will tell you this. People who come in from Europe and other places, even the Caribbean, they're very pleased to see that St. Vincent and the Grenadines has this measure in place. We don't have a lot of, we don't have the facilities yet. No country in the region has the facilities. So what we are doing in the meantime, we are using education, we are using the tracking, which is an important area in addressing this matter. As the way things are at the moment, I don't see that the carnival preparations would be affected. We have to be careful that we don't have a mindset where we have an epidemic of fear. The chances of Ebola striking us in St. Vincent and Grenadines, very, very slight. In fact, there are people who will tell you there's a greater likelihood that you will die from being struck by a lightning than from Ebola. The people put it like that. I don't want to make myself that in a dramatic way. But it's a serious disease, and we have to be very careful. But I think if you were to say that from now, that for Carnival June, July, it would be, I would think, scaremongering.